We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Take a whole week off and Florida still tripping. Donkey of the day for Monday, July 10th goes to Joshu Gonzalez, Elizabeth Fooster, and Liberius Williams, okay? Boy, y'all got some names on y'all. All right. Their ages are 20, 22, and 33 years old, and they all work at Miami International Airport in the great state of Florida. What does your Uncle Sharla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. I honestly am only doing this donkey to shame thieves, okay, to shame people that steal. All right. See, these three individuals work at TSA. We all know who TSA is, right? The Transportation Security Administration. They are the reasons we all feel so secure and yet so frightened at the airports, all right? Secure because we know nobody is walking around the airport with no weapons on them, but frightened because you never feel quite clean when you're going through TSA, all right? No matter how many times you check your bag, you're just wondering if you're completely clean, all right? But in Miami, at Miami International Airport, TSA shouldn't be the ones watching us. We should be the ones watching TSA because all three of these TSA workers have been arrested after authorities said they were caught on camera stealing from passengers during security screenings. What did you say the news report was, Eddie?
CBS.
Let's go to CBS for the report, please.
A trio of TSA officers facing charges accused of stealing from passengers at MIA. Police say Liberius Williams, Josu Gonzalez, and Elizabeth Fuster were seen on surveillance video working together to distract travelers at the security checkpoint in Concourse E and then steal from their belongings. Mm. In one of the incidents, they took $600 from a passenger's wallet during the screening process,
according to
investigators. The TSA issuing this statement to CBS News Miami. The Transportation Security Administration holds its transportation security officers to the highest professional and ethical standards and has no tolerance for misconduct in the workplace. Any employee who fails to meet our fundamental ethical standards is held accountable.
I mean this with all due disrespect. These three are some of the worst kinds of criminals. I hate thieves. Okay, thieves are despicable, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. There's not too many people worse to me than folks who steal out of checked luggage. All right, first of all, it's such an invasion of privacy. You're going through people's luggage, that means you got, you know, hands all on people's drawers. You know what I mean? They panties, they bras. When people are traveling, they got their nice outfits, their nice beach attire, whatever it is. And you just violate them, you know, by going through their luggage and stealing from them. No worse feeling than when you get to where you're going and things you packed to take with you aren't in there. So first you question yourself like, damn, did I pack it? Then you realize, hell yes, I did pack it. They must have got me. Now, these folks just weren't going and check luggage, okay? You just heard on the news report, one video showed Liberius Williams removing $600 from a passenger's wallet as the passenger was being screened.
That's crazy.
These three individuals operating on a different level of demon time, okay? Just take $600 from a passenger's wallet as the passenger was being screened? Hey, Gonzalez, Fuster, Williams, you do know we not the only ones being recorded, right? Y'all under surveillance, too, so the boldness of it all. I want the judge to consider these folks really didn't care because they did these crimes knowing they had to be under some type of surveillance. Now, I really take things like this personal, especially when they impact people I know and love. Our good sister, Jess Hilarious, just yesterday hit me because she was recently the victim of this same type of crime. It wasn't the Miami International Airport. It was the airport in Mexico, Cancun International Airport. I'm out of it. Watches, her Jess Hilarious chain, other pieces.
Wow.
And some evil-ass, despicable human being went in her luggage and took it. She was flying United Airlines, by the way. So if there's anybody out there from United who wants to help, you can hit Jess Hilarious up on Instagram or reach out to us here at the Breakfast Club. And I know the first thing people say is, why do folks check valuable items like that in their luggage? Yeah, you might be right, but that is victim blaming. The real question is, why do people who work at the airport, who work at TSA, who work for these airlines, feel the need to steal? You got a job. Why risk that good job because you want to be stinky fingers? Okay? And you go through the wrong panties or underwear, you're going to be stinky fingers. All right? Why are you going through our luggage? You have to have a certain level of integrity, certain moral code, I believe, to work at the airport. Maybe we should start having Chick-fil-A workers. Okay, and people who work at banks work at TSA or whatever. All right, whatever checks and balances there are at the bank, implement at the airport, because clearly folks at banks don't feel comfortable enough to just be pocketing money when they want to. So I don't want folks at airlines feeling comfortable enough to just steal our bags and pocket our money when they want to. Okay, I don't even want folks feeling comfortable enough to feel like they can go in our bags. You know how they do those random bag checks sometimes? Mm-hmm. I don't like that either. Okay, I despise it. All right, and I hate thieves. All right, I hate people who steal from folks who work hard for what they have. It's the eighth commandment. The eighth commandment reads, thou shalt not steal. It does not read, thou shalt not steal from the rich man. It does not read, thou shalt not steal from the poor man. It reads simple and plain, thou shalt not steal. And this needs to be the first commandment for the TSA. Please give those three TSA workers from the Miami International Airport the biggest hee-haw. Can't stand it, man.
All right.
Don't understand it. And if you know you're under surveillance, why would you continue to do it? If you work at the airport, you know they're watching you too. Is it worth it?
You know, they stole my underwear one time. They stole my underwear, my sneakers, my jeans.
Sticky, stinky fingers.
I'm going to Vegas.
That's what you call those type of people. Sticky, stinky fingers.
They always tell me you never check your bag outside.
Oh, I never do that.
They tell you to go inside because at least when you go That's inside, right. you're dealing with an actual airline employee.
That's right.
People outside are... contracted.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I thought they worked for the airline too.
Mm-mm, they're contracted. Oh. All right. Well, that was the Donkey today. Shout to HBCU. Shout to BET. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else.
Historically Black Network.
There you go. Let's stay with it. 800-585-1051. So obese passengers are upset that airlines are about to start charging you for two tickets. So let's open up the phone lines and ask your thoughts. 800-585-1051. They're saying that, you know, they're trying to get more people on planes, so they're shrinking the airplane seats, even though nearly 40% of American adults are obese.
are beasts.
Obese.
Why do you call them chunky people beasts, man? Yo, you crazy, yo. Yo, that's wild, yo.
Obese.
We just got back and you trying to step
in
some
said
spot
obese.
Right here. No, you didn't. You just called all fat people beasts. And I don't understand
obese,
why, bro.
Obese.
That is so messed up.
Obese. You can't say fat.
That's crazy.
You can't say fat. You have to say obese.
You can't say fat?
No.
Since when you can't say fat?
Don't say fat. Don't like when you say fat. Obese.
Who don't like when we say fat?
Fat people.
I ain't never heard that in my life. Fat people call themselves fat. What are you talking
about? 800-585-1051. Should obese people have to buy two tickets to take a plane? That's the question. 800-585-1051. I think it should be an obese section.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, they have first class and then have bigger chairs in a certain section that obese people can buy. And they can have, but you got to put on... Because you got to, you know, map out the weight on the plane.
Instead of serving meals, it's a buffet back there, too. That's what you want. That's what you want as well.
Yo, shut up. Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.